Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today, I am delighted to share 5 micro delights from November. It's hard for me to believe that we are nearing the end of the year. So much has happened. I am planning on a year look back, but just thinking about the back half of this year, here are a few highlights. I made a huge leap into uncertainty, which I talk about on the episode, A New Beginning, and that has impacted my life in just countless massive positive ways. I did a 1-week restorative retreat by myself over the summer to recover and heal after this transition. I saw Violet sing on stage in a theater performance for the first time. I spoke at a conference to advocate for child abuse prevention. I got my kids rolling on 7th grade and sophomore year of college. I have celebrated milestones with friends. I turned 50. I have written a lot of words and produced a lot of podcasts. This is just a smattering of things, and it has been really, really great, and I am so grateful. All of these little touch points matter, especially when things are so challenging in the bigger world. And if you need fodder and reflection space in that vein, I definitely invite you to listen to a 2-part companion podcast series with Casey Davis of Struggle Care and me. The pair of episodes is called Gratitude in the Hard Seasons, and you can listen to the first part on Struggle Care and the second part on Edit Your Life. Now, let me bring us back to micro. In case you are just tuning in or missed October's Micro Delights Roundup, I kicked off this series last month. I thought that what could be really fun and useful is getting micro about the micro, as it were. So around the end of each month, I will share a recap of some of my favorite little delights. And I don't want to overwhelm you with information, so I'm just going to pick 5 things. It could be a product, a tactic, a recipe, a book, whatever is bringing delight. We'll be right back. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out Storyworth. Storyworth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, Storyworth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, Storyworth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. The first micro delight I want to share is a movie. Earlier this month, I was browsing on Netflix to download a couple of movies for a long flight, and I ended up watching Naiad, the movie about marathon swimmer Diana Naiad, who set out at age 60 to achieve her longstanding dream of swimming from Cuba to Florida across more than 100 miles of open ocean. I mean, first, I was immediately intrigued because of the challenges of the mundane, like how do you eat, rest, and poop swimming that far? Second, I had never heard of this story before, so that was fun. Third, it was positively delicious to see the brilliant Annette Bening and Jodie Foster on screen. I've not seen either of them in a movie for some time, and I just wanted more. Annette Bening is particularly amazing at being infuriating in her persistence in the character, and I found myself both aggravated by her on behalf of the people around her and also rooting for her. Very effective. And fourth, I will note, this movie is PG-13, so it could be a good watch with kids. I did mention it to Vi, but we haven't circled back to it. The second micro delight is rooted in community. I am obsessed with my library's programming, and so I recently in Todoist added a reminder at the beginning of each month to check teen programming and RSVP for events. Vi has done so much cool stuff through the library. Just to name a few examples, she has tried Chinese calligraphy, cookie decorating, which obviously she's very savvy at because we bake a lot of cookies around here, but still fun, and needle felting. And also, I did want to mention, if you need some advice about Todoist and how to use it, I have a mini edit on that that I'll link up in the show notes. The third micro delight is my new pie planner. So on the mini edit, pie tips and recommendations, you can hear how I build efficiencies into my pie making game. And after I published that episode, and just as I was engaging in my planning for Thanksgiving, I decided to level up my pie planning and create something that was prettier and more effective than my usual chicken scratch on the back of a recycled flyer approach to sketching out my plan. I created a printable pie planner. It includes an overview mapping system, a pie pantry basics tracker, and a weekly planner. And oh my gosh, it was so satisfying to map out my plan. And even Laurel was impressed when she saw it. And she said, oh my goodness, I love pages with lines and checkboxes. Apple meat tree. I will link up the Substack post where I share about this pie planner and the download in the show notes. A fourth really quick micro delight is in the beverage department. When I was in Trader Joe's this month, I saw that their winter warmer tea is back on the shelves. I adore this tea so much. It's like black tea with a bunch of yummy spices in it, and it's just delightful. It's my afternoon pick-me-up on cold winter days. And if you need more ideas for Trader Joe's picks, I have a mini edit I'll link up called Trader Joe's Quick Meal and Snack Favorites. And my fifth micro edit is in the shopping domain, and it is the company Vessi. I discovered Vessi because they sponsored this podcast, and I am obsessed. They make waterproof shoes, and I had no idea how miserable I was with my soggy shoes until I wasn't. And these shoes are slip-on, comfy, adorable. I have several pairs of Vessi shoes, and I also revamped my entire sock collection to their socks because they're my favorite now, and I have their fanny pack and gloves. Yes, I have a problem now. Anyway, if you want to give them a try, they are so awesome. Independent company, Asian-owned, gotta love it. And if you want to use my code, go to vessi.com/edit. That's vessi.com/edit, and use the code edit at checkout, and you'll get 15% off, which is pretty great. Okay, friends, I hope this was helpful. And if you have a comment for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.